I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. United Nations says Cyclone Idai triggered a massive disaster in southern Africa, which could have an impact on millions. Mozambique seems to have borne the brunt of the storm, especially the city of Beira, of which just 10% remain standing. Audio Scripture Ministries' Joshua Harrison says
the president issued a statement that he expects that we'll find out 1,000 or more people have died.
The area remains under a state of emergency, even as rains continue with another 24 inches expected this week. It's making a bad situation worse.
Many of those main roads are completely blocked right now, so even getting relief to the places where it's needed will be a huge challenge in the days to come. And so much prayer, much help will be needed.
And tomorrow is World Water Day. 1 in 9 people worldwide do not have clean water close to home. Water scarcity intensifies in rural India, where an estimated 1 billion people struggle to find clean drinking water. As India Partners Donna Glass describes, the water crisis won't be resolved in one fell swoop. Instead, it's family by family and village by village.
You can change a family like Malika. She is a young mother. She has a baby that's less than a year old. The water in her village is giving them fevers and diarrhea, and it's destroying them. Diarrhea is the second most common cause of death of children under the age of 5, and that's often due to the water they drink.
You can provide safe, clean water for people like Malika through India Partners, and we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported, people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm